This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Foreign Ministry says no decision taken unilaterally regarding Nepal-India border would be acceptable to Nepal. Government clarifies Kalapani and Lipu Lake are integral parts of Nepali territory. Election Commission says preparation completed for upcoming by-elections. Switzerland provides 19.4 million Swiss franc for constructing trail bridges and for promoting good governance. And 37 civilians killed when gunmen ambushed a convoy transporting workers of Canadian gold miner Sefamo in eastern Burkina Faso. Now the news in detail. Government of Nepal has clarified that Kalapani and Lipu Lake areas are integral parts of Nepali territory. In a statement, the Foreign Affairs Ministry has said that the government's attention has been drawn regarding the news and subsequent comments published relating to the new political map unveiled by India. The statement also states that Nepal and India should solve the border problems in consensus and any decision taken unilaterally will not be acceptable to Nepal. The ministry also said that the foreign affairs secretaries of both the countries have been given responsibilities to discuss the unsolved issues after receiving expert suggestions, and the joint commission, including foreign affairs ministry, will address the issue for finality. The statement also includes that the international border between Nepal and India should be settled based on historical document and facts through diplomatic channels, saying Nepal is committed to defend its territory. Meanwhile, addressing a press meet at Khorai of Dang yesterday, Communist Party Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has objected to the newly unveiled map of India. On the occasion, he said serious attention of the party and the government had been drawn towards the newly unveiled map of India that included Nepali territory of Kalapani, Lipu Lake and Limpia Dura. He also said that the present government was formed for 5 years and it would go for 5 years. Likewise, he said former House Speaker Krishna Bahadur Mahara committed a serious moral crime and the court would find a solution for it. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Chair Kamal Thapa said it was unfortunate to see India including Lipu Lake and Kalapani in its map. Addressing a program in Koholpur of Banket district yesterday, Chairman Thapa urged Nepal government to initiate diplomatic process to correct the map, issued by India, saying India had directly attacked Nepal's sovereignty, violating international laws. Similarly, the main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has said its attention was drawn towards the news that New Delhi has included the Nepali territories of Kalapani and Lipu Lake in India's new map issued recently. Stating that Kalapani and Lipu Lake are Nepal's integral parts, the party stressed any questions regarding Nepal's soil raised from anywhere were objectionable and unacceptable. Likewise, Nepal Workers and Peasants Party has organized a protest demonstration in Bhaktapur against the new map of India, which shows Nepal's territory inside India. The protest rally, which started from Kamal Binayak of Bhaktapur, converted into a protest assembly upon reaching Surya Binayak Chowk after passing through various places of Bhaktapur town yesterday. The Election Commission has said preparation for the upcoming election has been completed. Addressing a press meet at the Election Commission yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia said the Commission was committed to hold impartial and free, fearless election. He also said that the election would be made as frugal as possible. The Election Commission has clarified that none of the articles of the Election Code of Conduct have mentioned provisions of whether the government can reform cabinet and appoint chiefs of states. The government of Switzerland has agreed to provide technical grant assistance of 19.4 million Swiss francs to the government of Nepal to implement 2 programs in the country. Out of the amount, 9.4 million Swiss francs will be spent for the implementation of the Trail Bridge Sector Wide Approach Framework 3rd and 10 million Swiss francs to be implemented in the Prevention and Local Governance Support Program. More than 8,000 trail bridges have been built in Nepal through the Swiss technical supports and funding supports from the government of Nepal. Agreement to that effect was signed and exchanged between Ambassador of Switzerland to Nepal, Elisabeth von Kappeler, and Rajan Khanal, who is the Secretary at the Ministry of Finance, on behalf of their respective governments. Communications and Information Technology Minister Gokul Prasad Baskota has said that the laws to be formulated under the ministry was nearing conclusion. While addressing a farewell program to bid farewell to the secretary at the ministry, Mahendra Man Gurung, Minister Baskota said all ministries, including the Communication Ministry, had cleared the legal misunderstandings. Minister Baskota also claimed that the result of the government work would be visible soon, as the previous year was focused on formulating laws. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Barshaman Poon carried out inspection of the Bheri Babai Diversion Multipurpose Project yesterday. Minister Poon, who reached the entry point of the tunnel at Chipley on a monorail from the exit point of the tunnel at Hatikhal, had carried out inspection of the project. A 12.2-kilometer tunnel has been constructed using tunnel boring machine for the first time in Nepal. The construction of the tunnel was completed 1 year before the target time. On the occasion, Project Chief Sanjeev Baral briefed Minister Poon about the recent progress of the project. Minister Poon expressed commitment not to allow budget and human resources crunch in the national pride projects. Minister Poon also directed the employees to carry out works without any negligence in order to complete the project before the deadline. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजी
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to more news now. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon has urged the CityNet, which is an organization of municipalities in Asia-Pacific region, to include Nepal's all 293 municipalities in the organization. Inaugurating the meeting of the 38th Executive Committee of the CityNet organized by Lalitpur Metropolitan City in Lalitpur yesterday, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon shared that the government of Nepal had laid emphasis on climate change, development of tourism, excavation of minerals and increase of agro-products to make the country prosperous. He urged the CityNet member nations to visit Nepal in 2020 as the government of Nepal would be launching Visit 2020 with an aim to attract as many as 2 million foreign tourists to Nepal, stressing the need to attract foreign investment in Nepal. CityNet is one of the largest associations of urban stakeholders who are committed to sustainable development in the Asia-Pacific region. Lalitpur Metropolitan City is a member of CityNet organization. CityNet's secretary and mayor of South Korea, Park Bun-shun, expressed his confidence that the meeting would help the CityNet member municipalities formulate strategic plans for achieving sustainable development. Education and Health Committee under the House of Representatives has started discussion with experts on the bill formulated for monitoring radioactive materials. Speaking in the meeting held at Singh Darbar yesterday, the experts suggested the need of setting up an Atomic Research Center, but cautioning about being clear with its objective and benefits. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives has initiated discussions on improving the conditions of prisons. The members of the committee stressed on the need of improving the management of jails and prisons across the country by renovating the old buildings and formulating open jail procedure. Meanwhile, Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa said most of the jails in the country were old and renovation was necessary. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. 37 civilians were killed and more than 60 wounded when gunmen ambushed a convoy transporting workers of Canadian gold miner Semafo in eastern Burkina Faso on Wednesday. The attack is the deadliest in recent years as the military struggles to contain violence that has overrun parts of Burkina Faso located in West Africa. Semano tightened its security last year following armed incidents near two of its mines in the country. Sefamo said in a statement earlier that the attack on a convoy of 5 buses with military escort took place on the road to its Bongao mine in the eastern region of East about from Bongao and there were several fatalities and injuries. The East Governor's office later gave more details, saying unidentified armed men led an ambush for a convoy transporting Sefano workers, giving a provisional civilian death toll of 37 with 60 wounded. America's congressional Democrats have announced the first public hearing next week in an inquiry that may seek to remove President Donald Trump from office. Three State Department officials will testify first. So far, lawmakers from the three key House committees have heard from witnesses behind closed doors. The impeachment inquiry centers on claims that Trump pressured Ukraine to publicly announce an investigation into political rival Joe Biden. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, who is overseeing the inquiry, told reporters on Wednesday that an impeachment case was building against the president. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the western region, along with the eastern and central hilly regions, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain is possible at one or two places of the eastern and central regions. There is also possibility of light to moderate snowfall in the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 24.1 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 11.2 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Foreign Ministry says no decision taken unilaterally regarding Nepal-India border would be acceptable to Nepal. Government clarifies Kalapani and Lupu Lake are integral parts of Nepali territory. Election Commission says preparation completed for upcoming by-elections. Switzerland provides 19.4 million Swiss franc for constructing trail bridges and for promoting good governance. And 37 civilians killed when gunmen ambushed a convoy transporting workers of Canadian gold miner Sefamo in eastern Burkina Faso. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.